Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 2000. This is issue number 179, and I'm your host, Fred Vobey. Well, on this edition, we have two pieces of good news. First, let's start it off with Ken Chatterton.
Oh, DXAS members, this is Ken Chatterton of the National Radio Club. The convention for 2000 will be in Lima, Ohio, with Fred Vobey as the host. That's now official. Anyone who wants to bid for Convention 2001, please contact Ernie Wesolowski at 13312 Westwood Lane, Omaha, Nebraska, 68144. The sooner you can contact him, the better. We hope to have the decision made next year by the time of the convention.
Thanks, Ken, and I'm looking forward to doing a nice convention for the DX Audio Service. Also in the news, the Federal Communications Commission has approved a new non-commercial low-power FM radio service called LPFM. On Side 2 of the Tape, we'll have more information about LPFM, but let's switch now from FM to AM. Here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News magazine. This month's reference number is 472 and begins with these call interchanges. 690, that news station in Montreal, Quebec, already on the air, of course, the call CINF. 750 WJNL Petoskey, Michigan becomes WWKK. 940, the news station in Montreal, Quebec becomes CINW. Of course, that one also is already on the air. 1060 KBNB Gilmer, Texas becomes KOFY. 1090 KMPS Seattle, Washington changing to KYCW. On 1250 WDEI in Port Arthur, Texas, they never use this call. This call change was applied for last year. It was set aside. The station remains KALO. And as a side note, the station is presently not on the air. 1260 WPZE Boston, Massachusetts becomes WMKI. 1280 KJAX Stockton, California changing to KUYL. 1380 WZJZ in St. Louis, Missouri changing to KSLG. 1400 KBZZ La Junta, Colorado becomes KBLJ. 1540 WDCD in Albany, New York, they return to their heritage call WPTR. One application of interest on 1450, new station applied for in Mountain Gate, California, with 250 watts day and night. This station was applied for in 1998. The commission rejected the application, so this application is being sent back to the commission for reconsideration. One application of interest on 1220 CKCW in Moncton, New Brunswick, would like to move to FM 94.5. Several grants of interest. On 1150 WMET in Gaithersburg, Maryland, this station receives a grant to move their daytime operation to 1160 kilohertz with 19 kilowatts in the daytime. The nighttime operation will remain on 1150 kilohertz, very much like Michigan's WNZK that operates on both 680 and 690. A new six-tower antenna system will be required for the new daytime operation in an area where land prices are some of the highest in the country, and the residents are known to not be tower-friendly, so don't expect to see this unusual operation on the air anytime soon. 1360 WWLG Baltimore, Maryland, they'll be changing frequency. They're moving up to 1370 kilohertz and will become a daytime-only station with 21 kilowatts. 1450 CHBV in Houston, British Columbia, will be moving to FM 106.5. 1560 KEGG Dangerfield, Texas, goes full-time by adding 60 watts at night. Moving to otherness, 550 WJMW Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. This station is silent while they relocate their transmitter site. 750 WWKK in Petoskey, Michigan. This new station has been testing and is expected to begin their regular broadcasting schedule soon. 980 WLUS Gainesville, Florida is silent. 1140 KCLE in Cleburne, Texas has moved here from 1120 kilohertz. 1160 WWON Fenton, Michigan. This silent station has been noted testing with open carrier, which may mean they'll be coming back on the air soon. On 1280 WSQV in Berwick, Pennsylvania is silent. And on 1280 WWAR Appomattox, Virginia has returned to the air. 1290 WCFI Ocala, Florida is silent. 1350 KTIK in Nampa, Idaho. They have moved here from their former frequency of 1340. 1370 KPOS in Post, Texas. This license has been canceled and the call deleted. The owner turned in the license to the FCC. 1450 KMCA Shasta, California. This station is now moved here from their former city of license, Burney, California. 1460 KTXX Salinas, California has returned to the air. 1470 KVLH Paul's Valley, Oklahoma reported to be silent. 1520 WDMN Toledo, Ohio. This station is presently operating daytime only while their nighttime transmitter site is being refurbished. 1550 WKQV Pittston, Pennsylvania has gone silent. 1570 WFOG Riverhead, New York out on Long Island has gone silent due to vandalism and will return to the air in the spring. 1570 CKTA Tabor, Alberta. Their FM operation is now on the air. The AM scheduled to go off for good in about 4 months. And on 1650 KBJD Denver, Colorado, brand new X-band station is now on the air. And that will wrap it up on this cold, snowy, windy day in Ohio. Now we'll send it down south where cold, snow, and wind are not words that are ever used. Here's John Bucker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everyone. This is the Travelogue segment of the DX Audio Service, and what you're going to be hearing for the next few minutes are recordings made of the legal station breaks of AM broadcasters all over the country. My wife and I have been blessed. Since we retired, we've now driven within 35 miles of every AM broadcast station in the United States, and that's been over a period of about 10 years. Except the station in John Day, Oregon. I must admit, we just didn't get to the central part of Oregon ever. Not yet, anyway. We've been pretty much all over Alaska, except Nome and Juneau. We haven't been in those two cities. And we've had many friends send tapes from Hawaii. So we're pretty well covered there, although Linda and I have never been in the state. And the only reason you don't hear some of the stations or their predecessors is because they simply didn't give a legal station break within 10 minutes of the hour as we were passing through town. Now, of course, many of our members have contributed tapes, too. Hundreds of them, in fact. So the collection may be about the largest I guess we'll find anywhere. And while we're on the subject of legal IDs, as defined by the Federal Communications Commission in the United States, the station break must contain the call letters of the station followed by the city of license. It's okay to throw in the frequency if they want right after the call letters and even the name of the licensed company. But without the call letters and the city of license, it's not what the FCC requires the broadcaster to transmit once an hour. Well, anyway, today we'll be covering as many of the stations operating at 550 on the dial as possible before Fred Vobey's little timer kicks us off. And we're going to start in the northeasterly part of the country, in New England, state number 3. And we're going to work our way west on the February 2000 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Before we tell you about the Red Sox third pitcher of the inning, Eric Gunderson, the left-hander, we'll take 10 seconds for station identification on the EEI Red Sox Radio Network.
This is AM 550 WDEV Waterbury and Montpelier and 96.1 WDEV FM Warren, broadcasting from the top of Sugar Bush.
Eric Gunderson last worked here Friday night.
Now, Sugar Bush is a well-known ski resort in the central part of Vermont on one of its nice hills. But since Vermont is known as a tough state to catch, I thought we'd give you a different ID from them just to show the breadth of their format.
Make sure to tune in again tonight at 11 o'clock. I'll bring you jazz till midnight. This is AM 550 WDEV Waterbury Montpelier and 96.1 WDEV FM in Warren, broadcasting from the top of Sugar Bush. It's now 8 o'clock, time for ABC News.
You know, you'd think they'd get out pretty well for DXing, but their transmitter is up on a hill, Blush Hill it's called, and the ground conductivity of Vermont hills is just about zero, as close to that as you can get. And they're beamed to the southeast and northwest mostly, so while their three towers give good advertising to those passing along the interstate there near Waterbury, really doesn't do much for their signal, I must admit. So it's time to move to southern New England now, and we're going to go back to 1970, near Providence, Rhode Island.
That's Joy, Apollo 100 on WXTR with the world's finest music for Providence and Rhode Island from Pawtucket. Good evening, I'm Bob Grossi.
Good evening, Bob. And on a return visit in 1977...
11 o'clock on a Tuesday holiday morning in the Ocean State. Hello, I'm Tom Casey. Tell a friend about G55 WGNG Pawtucket. It's music for your lifestyle.
Now, of all the IDs that we have in the entire Travelogue collection, and this goes over about a 30-year period, this next one takes the cake. You'll see. While some stations cover part of their ID with music, or in one case, the sound of a cable car bell. Remember which that was out in San Francisco area? This station you're about to hear is right out there in the open. But I'll tell you this, if I lived in the city of Pawtucket, Rhode Island, I'd complain rather loudly. Did you hear it? That's a legal ID for the city of Pawtucket, Rhode Island. You better play it again if you missed it. That's a beaut. But the days of WICE are long over, because this is the way to give a legal ID if your station is out in one of the suburbs.
From shipping crates to animals, find out how RFID systems can help your business.
This is Business 550, WPNW, Pawtucket, Providence, where business news works for you.
Taking a look at the financial markets on this Wednesday morning, the 28th day of May, I'm Mary Thompson. Stocks are lower, bonds are little changed, the dollar is lower as well.
Yeah, and with that kind of bad news, you can understand that listeners lost interest too. No pun intended, but... So this last October of 1999, we were able to catch this following ID from them while parked in Worcester, Massachusetts. That's some distance away.
See store for details.
AM 550, WLKW, Pawtucket, Providence. Good morning, it's 8 o'clock.
Okay, well, that's enough from the ocean state of Rhode Island. It's time to cross the Hudson River and about 10 other rivers and a couple of canals to the western edge of New York State.
This is Mike McKay, next news at 10:55 from WGR Buffalo, where news comes first.
WGR. Nurses say yes.
I gotta keep that in mind. That sounds pretty good to me. Now, it turns out that WGR covers an enormous amount of real estate. Even at night, though their pattern shows a dimple toward the east to protect WDEV, they still come into western Vermont quite well. They have a beautiful antenna system out there near the Niagara frontier, and their 5,000 watts does well as it should at these low frequencies. So, let's hear from them once again, since they're so easy to DX, in the east anyway.
When you need to know, news at the top and bottom of the hour. Depend on News Radio 55, WGR, Buffalo.
A major healthcare merger going on. I'm Ray Marks, the story coming up.
And yet one more side of their programming.
Millions of dollars worth of memories all weekend long. You're listening to the Million Dollar Weekend on WGR 550.
Well, okay, we're going to move south and east next into the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and let's go back to 1971.
9:30 on WHLM, AM and FM in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, and attention homemakers.
Okay, that's all we kept of that station, but in 1998, we were back in the same vicinity.
It's 10 a.m. on WJMW Bloomsburg. Time for the award-winning public affairs show, Town Talk, on WJMW.
Good morning and welcome to Town Talk, our public affairs show here on WJMW. I'm your host, Tim Vincent, and our...
And if we go back there again today, this is what we would hear. Yep, they're off the air. But we're told they were looking for a new antenna site, so we hope they'll be back on the air pretty soon. What say we move down Interstate 81 at this point into Virginia?
Well, we put a ribbon on your Monday morning. Got you going in style. We'll do it all over again on Tuesday. Hope you'll join us along about 5:30 tomorrow morning. And for Candid Comment, coming up in about 10 minutes right here on WSVA Radio, Harrisonburg, Virginia. You've made it up to 9 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton. Some political observers are saying tonight's third and final debate could provide President Bush with his last best hope of winning a second term.
And it didn't work out too well for President Bush, but WSVA kept us company for several hours on one trip, as during the day I'm talking about. We were driving from that general vicinity down toward Lynchburg in the south central part of Virginia. Very nice sound, WSVA. And then as one crosses into North Carolina at that longitude, this is what you would have heard 15 to 20 years ago at 550. And then a couple of years after that,
AM 55, WDRV, Statesville.
And that's all we kept from those in those days. That's too bad. Nothing we can do about it, though, at this point. But now here comes a funny one. We learned from Jerry Starr they had changed call signs, so they weren't WDRV anymore. And the closest we could get to Statesville on that next trip was in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I don't understand what you're about to hear. I don't understand the term 55DRV, because that was their call sign, WDRV, right? It may be they were just afraid to let go completely of DRV. It makes you wonder why they changed at all.
55DRV, Family Radio, WAME, Statesville.
Ah, well, maybe it matters not, because until just 6 months ago or so, they were under even a new set of call letters.
This is Total Radio, WTLI, Statesville, WAVO, Rock Hill, WTLT, Charlotte.
Now, as you can understand, Jerry Starr has been at it again, and last summer, this station changed calls even once again, and we simply haven't been back since that happened. But this is probably a good time to remind you that if you find I have not included a legal ID from a station that's near you, I'd love to get a cassette of it from you that includes the legal ID at least, you know, a minute before and a minute after, something like that, so we can listen to the format, too. And later in the year, I'm going to set aside a part of a program to include all the updates received to that time, assuming we have several. For instance, on this tape you're hearing today, the only city with a station operating at 550 on the dial that is missing is Pinehurst, North Carolina. And if you live anywhere near the Pinehurst station and can make a recording of it, why don't you send me an email? My email address is WA2WEN, that's N as in November, and then at JUNO.com, Juno.com. Love to hear from you on this or any other matter.
The news continues from WDUN Gainesville, the information and talk station, WDUN AM 55.
Final presidential debate before the election 2 weeks from tomorrow just ended in East Lansing, Michigan.
Well, poor guy, he lost that one too. But more importantly, just for a brief moment, you are invited to sit back and close your eyes, unless you're driving a car, of course, and sop up the atmosphere, because you see, we're about to enter Florida.
Walking together along life's way. Way Radio, WAYR, Orange Park.
The time, 11 o'clock.
The beauty and wonder of God's creation is a constant reminder of His goodness and faithfulness to us.
You know, that station is just southeast of Jacksonville, Florida, and at one time I had it listed as being in a community called Doctor's Inlet. But it is certainly in Orange Park now. You can find it on a map. Now, before we head north once again, what do you say we go a little bit further south than we normally do? This I will call a lucky strike extra.
This is the voice of Cuba, broadcasting from Cuba, free territory of the Americas.
I'm sorry I didn't get that better for you, but they're not cooperating with us either, so what can I say? Here's a station we should get closer to another time, perhaps. We were certainly closer than 35 miles from it, but maybe not at the moment this recording was made, in 1998 on our way back from San Antonio when we were driving along Interstate 10, well south of the city.
AM 55, WASG, Atmore.
Well, I want to start with Cincinnati next month, so we're going to cut it right here because Cincinnati is our next city of call. But let's revisit the far northeast. 550 has an enormous station just beyond the borders of Maine into New Brunswick.
That's the news to midday, brought to you by Cherry's Travel Service. This is CFNB Radio, Fredericton, New Brunswick.
Good afternoon, I'm Lindsay Peters with CFNB Sports.
And Fred, maybe I can just sneak in one more here. You know, sometimes we get feedback from our listeners that say, hey, that was pretty cute. I like that. That was funny what that announcer did on the air. We have the station break from WGR that we used on the travelogue 10 years ago. And I had two people say, that was really cute. I like the way that announcer showed some life, because WGR was a very strict station in those days. Anyway, for what it's worth, here it is.
For Tom Shannon, I'm Christy Nelson. Our next report in 53 minutes on WGR Buffalo, where news comes first.
Every time I hear our meteorologist there, Hendrikus J. Luloff, I always think about the Muppet Show, where they do the Swedish chef.
Yes. Okay. Well, just before I leave you, we should take one more crack at that Pawtucket station, WICE, since we won't hear from him again for 13 years.
We'll continue right after the news with Mutual. It is 2 o'clock.
W-I-C-E. Weather systems collide and spin off tornadoes. Budget advice for President-elect Bush. With Mutual News, I'm Frank Jeffrey in Washington.
Oh, man, that's wonderful. Well, that's all we have time for this month on the Travelogue. We still have four time zones to go at 5:50. But as usual, Bruce Conti has a unique program for you now, so let's go up to New Hampshire for the DX Digest. Bruce?
In just a moment, we'll return to first night celebrations right here on the VOCM CFCB All Newfoundland and Labrador Radio Network.
Hello, DXers, and welcome to the DX Digest. I'm assuming that since we're all here, everyone survived Y2K A-OK. For this month's DX Digest, let's revisit December 31st, 1999, as the year 2000 arrived on medium wave. Despite good conditions to Northern Europe after Christmas, European reception was poor on New Year's Eve, with only slight bits of audio from Spain and England. So the first place to be heard from was in North America, as the year 2000 arrived in St. John's, Newfoundland on CHCM Marystown at 7:40 on the dial.
We're down about just under 30 seconds, and I don't hear any countdown yet.
No, I don't either. I'm watching this big screen. Like I said, I can actually see the stage. I can see the big screen, and a lot of dancers up there right at this point in time.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to hear the sound system over the...
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
St. John's, Newfoundland welcomes the new year on CHCM Marystown, Newfoundland. Of course, Newfoundland is 1.5 hours ahead of Eastern Time and thus was the first to greet 2000. Next in line was the Atlantic Time Zone at 1 hour ahead of Eastern Time. Let's listen as the new year arrived on 7:20 CHTN Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island.
Do you have a public service announcement you'd like to be aired on the radio? Well, you can do it. Just mail your request to CHTN, P.O. Box 1060, Charlottetown, C1A 7M7. Or you can fax us at 566-1338 or visit our website at www.chtn.pe.ca. Internet service provided by Islandtel. Checking our Happy New Year's weather forecast. Clear tonight, minus 13 degrees. Looking good for the fireworks, but kind of cool, so dress for it. Cloudy tomorrow, minus 6. Sunday, showers and plus 4. A warming trend seems to be on the way. Monday, going to get some rain, temperature going up to about 8 degrees. Marine winds westerly at 50 kilometers per hour tonight.
Everyone enjoying themselves. A clear night here in Charlottetown. 34 seconds to go until the new millennium takes over. We'll have the countdown for you, of course, here. And a fireworks show right after. Might say, too, that most of the people we see here are young people and a number of families. We're going to start the countdown right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Prince Edward Island in the Maritimes have now joined the 21st century. Balloons are flying up here, and there go the fireworks. In Charlottetown, and now they're going to sing Auld Lang Syne, A Cadillac. We can see the balloons flying up in the sky. Who knows where they'll land? Somewhere in Nova Scotia or New Brunswick. This is Dave Holland at Province House into the 21st century. Come on. it from here.
The arrival of 2000 in the Atlantic time zone on CHTN. Of course, the big party was in Times Square, New York City. Let's listen as the new year arrives in the Eastern time zone on 880 WCBS, New York.
What a century it has been. What a century to come. WCBS News Time, 11:55. Complete coverage now. Until the ball drops, WCBS reporters Rich Lamb and Peter Haskell in the middle of it all, Times Square, the crossroads of the world. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to
you. Happy New Year, Tanya.
Yeah, and the high crescendo roar is beginning here. The decibel level is increasing. Mayor Giuliani, clapping his hands, has put on his glasses. He has got to be one pleased chief executive of this city. After all the talk about terrorism threats and the like, the NYPD has come through again. This crowd is just electrified at the prospect of what's about to take place here. Peter, why don't you paint a little word picture of what they look like.
People on their feet waving the 3-foot-long red, green, purple balloons. Instead of attached Mylar to those balloons, many others wearing multicolored Mylar wigs, waving Mylar pom-poms and that 6-foot ball at the top of one Times Square, glittering all kinds of colors, 600 bulbs, all illuminated. We are inside of 5 minutes, people, with their video cameras out, their still cameras out. You want to have the video tape concession and the film concession. Everybody on their feet, and the noise level is actually lessened just a little bit with the anticipation. You can feel it in the air. Rich, something that is so amazing, the fact that we go from Herald Square to the south, all the way up to Times Square to the north, more than a million people jammed on these two roadways, Broadway and 7th Avenue, and also 6th Avenue and 8th Avenue.
And one of the things here is the show business aspect of this Times Square thing. I mean, it's just been amazing. They've handed out these long balloons. They've handed out multicolored Mylar wigs, which are causing every head to glisten in this ocean of people here. There are spotlights now, which are cutting through the darkness. The crowd's roar is increasing sort of step by step by step as we head for the ball's descent. The ball is now turned to white up there and is glittering and blowing atop number one Times Square. It's up, we're told, about 340 feet up there. And as a 77-foot descent it's going to be making, a little strobe cell are glistening out there occasionally to the music, Peter.
Inside of 3 minutes now, people really starting to feel the adrenaline rush that has been building. We have celebrated the new year in all kinds of different time zones, but now the eyes of the world at what many here consider to be the center of the universe, the crossroads of the world, Times Square. The energy level is something that is difficult to describe as we go inside of 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Folks waiting to ring out the new year, the old year, ring in the new year. A very special moment for so many people who have traveled from all across the world to be here.
And Peter, Brendan Sexton, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Dr. Marianne Hopkins will walk up to a switch here shortly. And when they hit that switch, it'll be exactly 1 minute before midnight. That will activate the drop of the ball, which is also connected to the atomic clock in Boulder, Colorado. And boy, we're getting mighty close, Peter.
Inside of 2 minutes now, Rich. The energy level increasing, and it reaches the point where you wonder if it can get any louder, if you can feel any more of that energy, but it just keeps increasing, and it will culminate in, 1 minute and 40 seconds from now. Folks who have traveled from Japan, from Hungary, from Germany, from Santo Domingo, from Massachusetts, from California, those among the folks that we have spoken to tonight, obviously from all over the world, they've seen it on TV, they've read about it, they've heard about it, and they wanted to experience it, to feel what it's like to be in the center of everything, and here they are celebrating in this global village that so many want to be a part of.
Just about time for that switch to be thrown, I would think. We're just waiting now for it to turn over to 59. There they are, they're by the switch. There it goes. The ball is beginning its descent. The crowd is roaring. It's glowing green and white up there, Peter.
It is a party like no other, Rich. The final frenzied seconds of the 20th century. A time of celebration, a time of joy, but also a time of reflection and a time of introspection. A chance to look back at our accomplishments and our failures, and a time of hope to look forward to what we can achieve and how we can reach our potential. A
time to remember and appreciate those who came before us, and to welcome and nurture those who will follow, and the 20th century is running out of time.
And the one-half-ton Waterford Crystal Barrel continues its inexorable descent at number one Times Square. It's heading in a straight line for the sign which reads 2,000. And now let's listen to that countdown as it takes place. Here goes the crowd. Its hundreds of lights flashing and glittering dropped 77 feet in exactly 1 minute. And in the twinkling of an eye, 1999 and the 20th century have slipped away. And 2000 and the 21st century have arrived. They're shouting, cheering, and pumping their fists in the air here in Times Square. And the lights are still on. It looks like we are really too okay.
But it is almost like daylight with all the neon here in Times Square with the fireworks up above. Spotlights, 45 7,000 watt moving headlights, 16 3,000 watt spotlights, confetti of all colors raining down, being shot off by more than 150 cannons, 4 tons of confetti that has fallen here in Times Square. All lives on play right now. People embracing, kissing, cameras out. So many folks with their cameras, waving their balloons, with their video cameras, their silk cameras, their Mylar pom poms, roaring with delight that they are here, the crossroads of the world.
A belated Happy New Year to all. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73, and good DX.
This is Mark Dernberger with part two of our Death Valley Band Scan, recorded in January of 1999. It was during the Clinton impeachment trial, and while things were heating up in Washington, we were heated up in Death Valley, a long way from the White House and the scandal. You're going to hear that news topic flashback, the subject of most of the Bandscan news intros we recorded. You'll also notice that we had pretty good luck as we went from 640 to 1560, recording the clears from Death Valley National Park. Here's 1,000.
You can also visit CarPros at carpros.com.
The news now from Como. News Talk 1000, KOMO, Seattle's news, traffic, and weather station, and the home of the Huskies.
I'm Dorothy McIntyre. The full Senate is to hold an unprecedented closed-door session Friday, trying to work out bipartisan rules governing the impeachment trial of President Clinton.
1020.
Hello there, I'm Bruce Williams, and I'll be back with more TalkNet after the news here on 1020, KCKN, Roswell, New Mexico.
As far as the impeachment trial got today, the senators have in effect begun a long trip without a roadmap to guide them.
And if we turn the loop in the other direction toward California, we hear the co-channel 1020 KTNQ, the subject of so many of these website threads lately about stations buying interference from each other. There's a long and involved story about KTNQ and the Roswell operation. Bottom line is, from our location in Death Valley, we were able to copy both with the aid of a good loop.
Para estar mejor informado, escucha 1020 AM, la radio que informa, con noticieros cada hora, las 24 horas del día, para saber lo último que pasa a tu alrededor, en tu ciudad, en tu estado, en el país y alrededor del mundo. Solo escucha 1020 AM, la radio que informa.
KTNQ, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
1020 AM, la radio que habla. Ahora se presenta. Hablemos entre todos con Amalia González.
Amalia. 10:30.
Should see a high in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Winds tomorrow out of the west at 10 to 20 during the afternoon. Currently with light snow and a light breeze, 29.
Serving more people than any other Wyoming radio station. 1030 KTWO, Casper, Wyoming.
CBS News, I'm Cammy McCormick. The impeachment trial of President Clinton got underway with a solemn swearing-in of Chief Justice William Rehnquist.
1060.
Well, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
AM 1060, KKVV.
in Las Vegas.
America is at war with herself.
Here's L.A. on 1070.
51 degrees right now in Hollywood after a high of 66 today. We're going to warm up to 72 tomorrow and then 80 by Saturday. Plenty of news ahead on KNX 1070, Los Angeles.
All you need to know, KNX 1070 News Radio.
KNX News Time, 6 o'clock.
This is The World Tonight. Good evening, everyone. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
Will all senators now stand and raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear?
Chief Justice William Rehnquist, presiding at the impeachment trial, swears in the senators as jurors.
And here's 1080.
For up-to-the-minute news and the best in talk, AM 1080, KSCO Santa Cruz, and AM 1340, KOMY Watsonville.
AT Network News. I'm Nancy Lyons. Senators have agreed on a blueprint for conducting President Clinton's impeachment trial.
In Death Valley National Park, as the sun begins to set, the flat, harsh glare of that sun recedes. The sand, the mountains, the sky radiates with a rose-pink afterglow of the day. The scene is transformed. The atmosphere, of course, is changing as well, and stations are beginning to roll in from all directions. 1100 with The Loop, San Francisco.
Help an adult with special needs in his or her walk with Christ.
510-537-4690.
Good evening, Dan Nicholson with you here as we get ready to listen to Through the Bible Radio with Dr. J. Vernon McGee. Want to promote a couple programs coming up in 30 minutes.
And by acing it in the other direction.
This is the 50,000-watt powerhouse talk station serving all of Arizona and beyond. 1100 KFNX K Creek Phoenix. Renaissance Radio, a division of North American Broadcasting Company.
Here's 1110 again with The Loop from KFAB in Omaha.
You need to know right now. Absolutely. News Talk 1110 KFAB.
Well, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea that I'm fabricating with this child pornography.
And then making its way through the desert air, KRLA in Pasadena.
And could there be a more perfectly timed guest? We had the governor on the day of his inauguration, now the speaker. Join us, if you will. 520-KRLA in Los Angeles, 871-KRLA from Orange County. I'm Michael Jackson on the...
Here's 1120, not too far away from us.
Your radio station, KANN. The right choice in 99, KANN. Roy, Ogden, Salt Lake City. All women are invited to join the interdenominational Bible study starting the week of January 11th.
1130 did amazingly well for the time of night from San Diego.
That's 1-800-721-4171.
You're listening to AM 1130, KSDO, San Diego. Talk radio you can use.
1140.
All sports, all the time. Only on your sports leader in the valley, the Fan, AM 1140, KSFN, North Las Vegas. A CBS radio station.
Sports Fan Radio Network.
Sponsored by Southwest Airlines, proud sponsor of the NFL and official airline of the Super Bowl.
Newswatch never stops on News Radio 1160 KSL, Salt Lake City.
KSL, News Radio 1160.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
CBS News, I'm Dan Scanlon. A little something for both sides. That sums up the compromise forged by Senate Republicans and Democrats on President Clinton's impeachment trial.
1170, kind of interesting. First, here's Tulsa with The Loop.
A court action with a strong expiration this hour brought to you by a meat furniture, 4747 North York. Thank you, Lord, for letting me spend the night.
This is KBOO Tulsa, the voice of Oklahoma.
This news brought to you by Morton's TV and Appliance. Also brought to you by Little Reef and Thompson.
And then also on 1170.
Your local news is next on San Diego's independent talk station, AM 1170 KCBQ.
Here's 1180.
Because you care, lives are changed. KERI, Green Acres, Wasco, Bakersfield.
Bob Larson Live has been pre-recorded for release at this time.
1190.
Welcome back, everybody. Daryl Lonnie at Gil Coliseum. Let's get in a station break for 10 seconds, and then I've got news about Washington's new head football coach. This is the Beavers Sports Network.
John Williams keeps you entertained and informed with Paul Harvey at noon. And Martha Stewart at 12:45.
Listen midday
on the station you depend on. 1190 KEX, Portland.
Here's 1200 out here.
San Antonio's first worldwide superstation, broadcasting live on the internet at WOAI.com and at WOAI News Radio 1200, San Antonio.
And on 1210, we heard local traffic.
You found the best in pure gold rock and roll here on Pure Gold 1210 AM, KONY, Washington, St. George.
$1,500, just noise. $1,510, however, with the loop, we had our choice. Here's Arizona.
This is Financial News Radio, 1510 AM,
And then way to the north.
See it tonight, read it tomorrow, or hear it now on News Talk 1510 KGA, Spokane's first news traffic and weather station. KGA,
Spokane! CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. It was a rare show of bipartisanship in a process that's been split along party lines from the very beginning. All 100 U.S. senators have agreed to a plan for trying the president.
1520.
Hot Stock 1520.
KTRO.
Port Hueneme. Oxnard. Ventura. The more you listen, the more you know.
Here's 1530. No surprise.
Because you need to know. We're on it right now.
Now,
this is the 50,000 watt voice of Chancellor Media. News Talk 1530 KFBK. From ABC News. I'm John Belmont. Day two of the president's impeachment trial, a trial that has a beginning, but so far no middle or end. As senators try to decide where they go from here, let's go live to the Capitol and get the latest from ABC's Vic.
1540.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. L.A. News source for sports. AM 1540 Sports Talk. KCTV Los Angeles.
And finally, 1560.
Covering the entire Southern Valley and worldwide on the internet, this is Talk 1560 KNZR, Bakersfield.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney.
The Senate will come to order.
The closed-door debates finally ended this afternoon, and the Senate convened as an impeachment jury to vote on procedures for the trial.
And that's part two of our Death Valley Band Scan, recorded in January 1999 in Death Valley National Park. Spectacular loneliness, desert scenery, interesting desert wildlife. And the listening was pretty good, too. We've had some inquiries as to what might be special about Death Valley in terms of radio reception. I can't pick out anything. I think because it was midwinter, propagation by definition would probably be pretty good. And of course, out there, away from Highlines and QR Mary, the noise level was pretty low. And I think those two things combined with a good radio and an excellent loop made for some pretty good catches. And the fact that the loop worked so well was an accident of geometry. The location we were in allowed us to pretty much pick up one station at the null spot of another, and that's why we had some interesting two-station catches on some of the frequencies. So that's our Death Valley Band Scan two-parter. My name is Mark Dernberger. We're part of the DX Audio Service. We'll be back again next time. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. Now let's turn from AM over to shortwave. And if you are a shortwave listener, you're an SWL. And if you're an SWL, you probably know about the 13th annual Winter SWL Festival, which will be held March the 10th through the 12th at the Holiday Inn in Culpsville, Pennsylvania. The telephone number for the Holiday Inn is area code 215-368-3800. If you're on the internet, complete information may be found at http://www.trsc.com/winterfest.html, or you can send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Post Office Box 4153, Clifton Park, New York, 1-800-270-1265. Full registration will be $40. Add one spouse for only $22. Subtract all meals and pay only $17.
This is the D-Exchange. With this issue's classifieds, here is Fred Vobey.
And on our D-Exchange, your editor, Fred Vobey, has for sale a Optimus 12-604 receiver. That's the radio which is from Radio Shack that looks like the Super Radio 3, except it receives AM, FM, and TV bands. And it also has the Bruce Elving modification for subcarriers. $40 to a DX Audio Service member, and that includes shipping from Lima, Ohio via UPS. If you're outside the United States, we'll have to add on some more for the shipping. Contact me at DX Audio Service headquarters at 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio 45805-1835 via email at fredv@nrcdxas.org or on the telephone at 419-228-4199. Now, Don Wilkerson has a few items.
Hello, all DX Audio Service members. This is Don Wilkerson, and I'm just calling to give you a couple of items that I'm looking for in the DX Exchange. I am looking for, in good condition, a good Super 2 radio. I know people don't normally want to get rid of them, but I'm ready to buy one. I'm also looking for a Panasonic 1148 radio, which used to have AM, FM, the VHF TV bands, and the weather band and UHF police. I'm also looking for either Patrolman 6 or an old Patrolman 9 radio that Radio Shack used to put out. And you can reach me at area code 708-730-0467, and please call after 6 Central Standard Central Standard Time, or you can reach me anytime on the weekend.
And if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, just put it on a card or a letter, or maybe in an email message, or give us a call. You can alternatively fax us at 419-221-1609, and the other information is in my ad.
98.5 WRKO FM.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side 2.